Strange Run. The Run, Strange Run. The Run learns that, anyways, okay. So what?
Is there a suit at all?
So what was it? Okay. So we start off with the Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Yeah. So Tosfos brings down the minig. The minig that some hold that not a minig. A minig is a what? Yeshinoga. Okay. Yeshinoga. So that they make a suda's Purim on Yudalit of Adarishim, Yudalit and Tesvav, respectively, of Adarishim. So Tosfos brings a raya against them. And he says, plain Lashon in the Mishnah's mashmet away, because the Mishnah was mashmet. The Mishnah didn't mention anything about the Suda. So he says, but Lashon Gemara is mashmet against them. Because Lashon Gemara says, the whole Inyan Hesper V'tainis Zevezeh Shavim. So then Tosfos says like this. So it's mashma only Hesper V'tainis, but not Mishta V'simcha. So therefore, Mishta Sudas Purim is only on the other Sheni. But Tosfos, in the process, refutes a possibility. He says maybe you'll say it's Talia Zeha Baha Talia, but he proves. He says no, you can't say that from Megillas Tainis. So we just explain what that Tosfos is. A little complicated. What does Tosfos mean? What is he trying to say? What's his proof? Okay. So he says like this, that what Tosfos is saying is that the Isser Hesped V'tainis, first of all, Hesped is not just a momentary thing. Hesped is you're being koveh the yom as a yom ma. That's a Hesped. And Tainis, of course, encompasses the whole day. It's Tofes the whole day. So what Tosfos is saying is that there are two possible reasons why Yudalit and Tesvav don't tolerate Tainis. One reason is because it's Mishta V'Simcha, it's Yom Mishta V'Simcha. The other reason is because of the identity of Yudalit and Tesvav. So Tosfos says, if you're going to say it's because of Mishta V'Simcha, that's where the Hesper V'Tainis stems from. So it'll be different than the other Isurei Hesper V'Tainis in Megillas Tainis, because those are intrinsic. So it comes out that the Gemara should never have said that whole Indian Hesper V'Tainis Zevezeh Shavim, because you'll make a mistake. You'll think it's Hesper V'Tainis like the other cases, where they're intrinsically, the Yom Yudalit and Yom Tesvav intrinsically don't tolerate Hesper V'Tainis. And I wouldn't know Mishta V'Simcha. But if you're going to say that, so then the Gemara should have said, whole Indian Mishta V'Simcha Zevezeh Shavim. Because since it's totally Ha B'Ha, so I'll know that there's a separate issue of Hesper V'Tainis. Tais is not denying that there are two constellations. There's a Hesper V'Tainis. If a person doesn't eat a Suda, so that's one violation. But if he makes it Kovei into Yom HaTainis, that's a completely different violation. So Tais holds that these are two conceptually different Isur. But the question is, why is Tainis Usur on Yom Yudalit? Is it because it's designated as a Yom Simcha and it's a Tarti the Sasri to the Yom Simcha Shabo? Or, no, that's not a Tarti the Sasri. You can have a Yom Simcha and you can be a Yoshev V'Tainis. But the problem is the Yom Yudalit doesn't tolerate it. That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, if you're going to say it's Habar Talya, which means to say that the reason why it doesn't tolerate Tainis is because of what? Because of Simcha. So then it comes out that there's two types of days that are also Hesper V'Tainis. One type of day is because it's a Tarti D'Sasri to the Yom Simcha, and another type is because intrinsically that day doesn't tolerate Tainis, Hesper V'Tainis. So Tosfos says, so if you're going to say Habo Atalia when it says Zevezeh Shavim, it means Mishta V'Simcha too, because that's the nature of the Isser, so the Gemara should have been Tofes Mishta V'Simcha instead of Hesper V'Tainis, because Hesper V'Tainis, you can have an it can be intrinsic and it can be only Hesper V'Tainis. So that's the discussion. But the Ran had a totally different approach, because the Ran took that sheet seriously, and the Ran said, "Holy, the lean Hesper V'Tainis is a shoven kloma, sheasur." What? The source of the Ran is Daf Gimon Beis and Daf Erif. He says, "Klomar she'asur b'zeh u'b'zeh v'asur b'hesped v'tainis v'isur b'hesped v'tainis mi'simcha mishta nafik l'gemar simcha malamet she'asur b'hesped mishta malamet she'asur b'tainis." So he's learning that it's from the ribui. that since it says Simcha, why do I have to say Simcha for? Because it's teaching the Issa Hesper. And Mishtah, what if the Mishtah? She also a Tainus. So it's come to teach you as an Issa Tainus. But the nature of the Yisurim are Hesper v'Tainus. V'hainu ikich yuvei desuda yisera damrina machai v'nishlo v'sumi v'puria. So he's learning, he's answering Taisus Kasha. Because Taisus Kasha is, why do you mention Hesper v'Tainus? I'm going to think it's intrinsic and it doesn't mean Suda. No, he says, that's the whole thing over here. The whole Suda stems from the Issa Hesper v'Tainus. So when I mention Hesper v'Tainus, I know Suda, because that's the Ikich yuvei. Strange kind of formula. What kind of formulation is that? And then he goes on, has another funny formulation. O efshe da'amrinin demit rabbanim ba'almahu. V'lav me ikir chiyuvahu. What does that mean? V'kara v'adavar gamkein sheroi lahabras besuda b'yadalad shebarishon. Okay, then he has problem with Shalchmanos. But that's what he holds. So what's the svar in the Ram? What's the svar in the Ram? I think that's what he's saying. I think what he's saying is like this. What the Ram is saying is like this. That they couldn't make the day, the Ram held, they could not make the day into a Yom Simcha. Because they are the day as a Yom Simcha. Because you can't do that. There's no Kedushas Hayom. But you can render the day Mufka from Hesper v'Tainus. So therefore, that's the most you could do. That's the most you could do. Can't do anymore. That's against the Ram openly. But it's the most you could do. You can't do anymore. So in order to demonstrate Shvacho Shel Makom, that the day is Mufka from Hesper v'Tainus, so the mitzvah is to be marba be suda. You see, that's what I think it means. Ikir chiyuve the suda yisera darmin mechay v'nishla v'sumi b'puria. V'sumi means also to get drunk. It means to be happy. Sameach, he says, because where do you get it? Where does this halacha come from? So he says it must be that the halacha was to demonstrate the fact that to be mefarsim, the fact that it's a kim shvacha shel makom, that what? That the day, because of what happened, the day is osur behesper v'tainus. So that's why you're mesameach. You eat and you marba, levesume means he gets drunk, he marba besume, marba besuda. Why? To demonstrate the fact that because of what happened, the day was nitfas in an iser hesper v'tainus. But you can't do anything more for the day than make it also hesper v'tainus. That's what he holds. So that's why, according to the Ran, there's no kasher from Taisus. That why did the Gemara say holy in hesper v'tainus of Zeshem? Because that's the whole essence of the thing. There's no greater essence. You can't make a greater essence. But since it's Shvacha Shel Makom, so they wanted to demonstrate that it's also Hesper v'Tainus, so that's why you're Chayav in Suda. That's why you're Chayav in Suda. See, and that goes on where he said, O Efshe Damrina Dibna Rabbana Ba'almahu V'lav Me'ikah Chiyuvehu. See, he's Mesupik about that. What he's Mesupik about is that really Ikah Chiyuveh? In other words, that when they made the Issa Hesper v'Tainus, they demanded that it be demonstrated. You see? That's the Ikar Achiyuv, because it wasn't just to have it also Hesper v'Tainus by itself and not be known is not Shvacha Shel Makom. Or no, that the Kiyum of Issa Hesper v'Tainus was really the whole Takana. But then later, the Rabbanon came along, it wasn't Ikki Chayuva, but they came along and they said you should be Vesumi as a Kiyum Pearson. It's a Kiyum Shvacha Shel Makom. So he's Mesupik whether it's part of the whole original Takana or whether it was instituted later as a Kiyum. That's what he's learning. But the day itself, according to him, the whole essence of the day cannot be greater. You can't. See, here's the Ram, clearly argues. The question is, could you have a Yom Simcha mit Rabbanan? Even though the Gemara says it could have been a Yom HaSim Malacha. But he wants it could have been a Yom HaSim Malacha, but then they changed their mind. They want him to cover it. But apparently, he can't understand. The Ran does not accept the idea that he can have Mishta V'Simcha existing by itself. So all you can have is that it's a day that's mufka from Hesper V'Taimus. And the Mishta V'Simcha is to manifest Shvacha Shel Makom, that the day was, that's the halacha, to demonstrate Shvacha Shel Makom in the first place. Demonstrate Shvacha Shel Makom, that the day is Osir Behesper V'Taimus. For Araya, you have to demonstrate that's the Issa Hesper V'Taimus. And the Visumi, the whole Mishnah, and this and the Simcha, is a demonstration of that chalos in the day. That's the Ran. Interesting, right?